This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 633, Crash versus Crush and the Biking Crisis in Boston. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
We'll be crushed if you don't listen today, because we're talking about the differences between crush and crash. Plus, you'll get a sneak peek into the challenges of biking in Boston these days.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Doing pretty well, Michelle. How you doing?
I am good. It's Thursday, and I'm getting excited for the weekend. Do you have any fun plans for this weekend?
You know, this weekend I'm kind of stuck because it's Halloween weekend, and I have some invitations to some parties, but I don't know if I want to go. Like, I don't know. I just don't know if I want to go get a costume and go deal with that whole thing of Halloween.
Lindsay, Halloween was 2 weeks ago. This is Thursday, November 10th.
You're right. Oh, I'm so behind. I'm so confused. I should have had my calendar more clear.
Guys, yeah, we do record this a little bit in advance. It's okay. But yeah, Halloween is coming up in the real world, in real time. Okay. Well, yeah, you'll have to let us know if you end up going to any parties. You can just do something really simple,
go get like a witch. I was going to say exactly the same thing. That's so weird. Cat ears is kind of the cop out, right?
I've definitely done cat ears. And I just like, because I don't like to spend a lot of money on these things.
Oh, no, but some people do. It's insane how much money and time people spend on their costumes. But yeah, I'll figure it out. But before we get started today, Michelle, I want to remind our listeners, guys, if you are preparing for the IELTS exam, go on over, subscribe to IELTS Energy Podcast, because over there, you'll find the best tips in the IELTS world, hands down. No one knows this exam better than Jessica Beck, and she's over there 3 days a week giving you guys her best insight and knowledge. So now that we have that, Michelle, what are we talking about?
All right. Well, yes, guys, go on over and listen to that podcast. So, Lindsay, we got a really good listener question today.
Yeah? What was the question about, by the way?
I mean, well, it's about two similar sounding words, okay? But we have the question, so I'm going to ask you to read it.
Okay, Michelle, I will read the question for a change here.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so hi, Lindsay and Michelle. My name is Dean, pronounced as in D plus Ian. So I guess it's Dean. That's different. Okay. I've been a loyal listener for nearly a year. And like many others, I find your episodes really helpful in real life situations. Thank you. Aww. Well, thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Today, I want to ask about the difference between the two words crash and crush. They sound similar and seem to refer to something that is collapsing or falling, but I have a hard time telling the difference. Can you guys clarify in one of your episodes? Thank you.
All right. That is a good question. Thank you, Dean. And thank you for telling us how to pronounce your name. That's actually really helpful.
That is helpful. I know. And I love how specific this question is. Guys, if you have a specific question, write your question in the iTunes review section. Give us a review. Tell us what you want to learn and write it over there. Okay.
Yes, cool. Yes. All right. So let's talk about this, right? That's a great question. So are these two things the same, Lindsay?
Well, they're not the same, but I understand why Dean got confused. And first of all, they sound similar. If you're not used to English vowel sounds, they might sound similar. And they also have kind of related meanings. They don't mean the same thing, but they would be used in the same situation often.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, why don't you say we do crash first? So where is this from, Lindsay? We got it.
Yeah. So I just looked up the meanings in wordcategory.blogpost.com. You guys can go back there and check out some of these definitions over there. But really, I mean, this is you'll find these definitions anywhere.
Yeah,
this is exactly. The dictionary. The dictionary doesn't lie.
The dictionary. Awesome. All right. So crash. So what does crash mean?
Yeah. So crash, again, the sound, right? The vowel sound is the ah sound,
crash.
The ah, like apple, right? Uh-huh. And so crash means to collide or to fall on something. So we could say she,
yeah.
So she crashed into another car or she crashed into the carriage on her bike.
Right. Exactly. So notice a lot of times we say you crash into something, right?
Mm-hmm. Like it reminds me of that song, Crash Into Me.
Yeah.
It's Dave Matthews Band, right?
Yeah. There's also a Beyonce song.
Yeah, there's a couple of them with crash. So it's not crush, guys. It's crash. So again, that means just to collide, right? To come into something.
So in these songs, it might be a little bit of a, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, what?
No, it's a little bit of a romantic phrase.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah, right. That could be a little bit.
It could
sexual,
be. It could
possibly.
Be. Anyway.
Okay.
Could be. Not sure, but maybe.
Who knows? Anyway. Who knows when these singer-songwriters, when they create their lyrics, we don't know what they're talking about.
Right. Metaphor is, I don't know. It could be, but anyway. Well, right. Just because you might. All right. Anyway, moving on. All right. So that's crash. So now we have crush.
Yeah.
So what is crush?
So this is the sound, not the ah, but the vowel sound, right? And it means to press something with destructive force. So for example, the bicycle was crushed under the truck.
Right. Or she crushed the can with her foot.
Yeah, I like that example better because it's a little less confusing. When there's a can on the ground and then I crush it with my foot. I go, and I step on it and it gets crushed. It becomes very small. We would never use crash in that case. It's always crush, okay?
Right. Exactly.
We're pressing something with destructive force, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So those are like the basic two differences. And you can also use them together, right, Lindsay? So for example, I crashed into the tree on skis and my helmet got crushed.
Right. So I collided with the tree and my helmet got pressed together with this destructive force. Okay.
Right.
So my helmet was ruined, but we would never switch them around. So they're not synonyms, guys. They're not the same meaning. They're different, but they're sort of related in many situations. Okay.
Right. So exactly. You can use them together. So, but there are other ways to use crash, right? So we want to tell you a few of these other ways. So we got the basic, you know, differences. How do we use them? And now we want to use them in some other more, you know, in some other fun ways. So other ways to use crash. So what else could you say, Lindsay? Guys, the best way to take these episodes and make them a real lesson is to start with the transcripts. Sit down with the transcripts and listen to the episode again. Mirror what you hear and learn how to speak like a native. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts to get them today.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
So other ways to use crash. So, all right. So we could say last week I got up at 5 and I picked my friend up at the airport and then I did a late yoga class and I had a glass of wine. This is actually my day on Monday. Then I went home and I crashed right after that. Right.
Right. So what does crash mean here?
In this case, it means I fell asleep hard.
Right. Right.
Right.
I fell asleep. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be awake anymore. I just fell right to sleep.
Yeah. So this means that you really, really fall asleep like kind of fast. And it's kind of an intense way of falling asleep. Like, oh, I'm going to crash, right? I'm going to literally crash into my bed and fall asleep.
Right, right. That's like, yeah. And it also makes me think of like to crash a party.
Oh, yeah. That's another one.
It's like to go somewhere where you're not invited, right? Like there's that movie Wedding Crashers. So like that's kind of a common way to use it. Like, oh, let's crash this party. It's like we weren't invited, but we're going to go anyway.
I like that. We're adding that one to the blog post. Yeah, to crash a party. Wedding Crashers. Good one. Yeah, I love that. And then there's some other ways to use crush, right?
Right, right, right. Exactly. So, for example, you could say, I have a crush on that guy. He is so cute with his blonde hair, right? That means that, like, it's kind of like a romantic interest in someone. It's usually, like, kind of maybe more teenagers would say this phrase. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely more teenagers would. I mean, you could say it when you're an adult, but it's more juvenile. Like, it's a lot more juvenile. Like, oh,
yeah, it's kind of like, oh, just like, you know, butterflies. Like, oh, I like him. And it may turn into something, but it may just be like, oh, some sort of, I don't know.
It's like puppy love, right?
Yeah,
like
puppy love. That's exactly it.
Yeah, when you're a kid, oh, who do you have a crush on, right? Yeah. Like, it's what girls talk about in the fifth grade, you know?
Yeah.
That's a crush. And then another way we could use it was to be really upset. Now, I don't really use this in my daily vocabulary, but I do read it sometimes. To be really upset. You could say she was crushed when she found out she didn't get into Harvard.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I hear this. I mean, to be like very disappointed, extremely upset. Also, do you ever hear crush with, I'm trying to think, like, if you say somebody is going to like do really well on something, so like, she's going to crush that exam.
Yeah, I'm going to add that. You're going to crush that exam, or you're going to launch a new product and you're going to crush it.
Yeah, it's like you're going to just do so awesome. That exam, like you're going to just make it into nothing because you're going to do so well.
Exactly. So it's using kind of a non-literal way, kind of a metaphorical way here, guys.
Right.
So
as you're seeing,
guys, I mean, we're opening up a whole can of worms here.
Yeah.
It's more than just the literal meanings of crush and crush. There are other ways, but first you want to master the literal meanings. That's my recommendation. And then you can start to use these in other ways that we've been talking about. So for this role play we're going to do now, we're going to go back to the literal meanings of the two words, mostly, I think. Yeah. And actually, this is sort of a true story, which is kind of sad. So here in Boston, we have a problem because more people are starting to bike more and more. And
the drivers just kind of don't know how to handle bikers. And the bikers are not that safe. The city's not set up very well for biking. So we've had a lot of crashes.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. So here we're two Boston residents, and we're talking about the state of biking in Boston. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
So, Lindsay, I guess more people bike around the city in Boston than in New York, huh?
Oh, yeah, Michelle, it's true. When I lived in New York, I never even considered biking to get around the city. It was always a subway for me. But here in Boston, I use my bike all the time.
Yeah, and I heard there have been a lot of crashes lately, too.
It's true. This summer, a biker and a truck crashed in Inman Square, which is a really confusing intersection. The girl's bike and body got crushed under the bed of the truck. It was pretty gruesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, my new crush, this guy, he bikes around New York a lot, and I worry about him. I'd be crushed if anything happened to him.
Yeah, we need more awareness for both bikers and cars, but especially cars around here.
Yeah, well, I'm exhausted. I'm going to crash. Call you in the morning?
Okay, good night. Okay. So there's a lot in here. Let's unpack this. Let's unpack this, Michelle. This
all is right, all right, all right. Okay, I sound like Matthew McConaughey. Okay.
I know. It sounds
all
like...
All right.
Yeah. Wait, what movie is that from, Matthew McConaughey?
I'm not sure which movie. I don't know. Is it from an actual movie or does he just say it a lot?
I don't know.
Maybe I don't know.
True Detective. He was great in True Detective. But anyways, that's a side point.
Okay.
So yeah, this role play starts out kind of serious. And it's true. This really happened back in June. I was on my road trip, but this girl collided with a truck they crashed, and then somehow her body and bike ended up underneath the truck, and bad stuff. But this is only one of many crashes that happen in Boston every year because, I don't know, bikers are unaware and they take too many chances, and cars do not know how to handle bikers. So we've got a major problem in Boston right now.
Wow. All right. Wow. All right. So let's go over this. So, we started talking about the biking, and I said I heard there have been a lot of crashes lately too, right?
Mm-hmm. Crashes. Exactly. Crashes, uh-huh. Right? Okay.
And then what did you say?
So, I said it's true, this summer a biker and a truck crashed in Inman Square, okay? Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, it's the crash where two things collide.
Right. And you said this part is really gruesome. You said the girl's bike and body got crushed under the bed of the truck. Crushed.
Right, when something is pressed hard. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what, Mm-hmm.
And then I said something. And when I said it, I felt so funny saying it because it did feel kind of like childish. My new crush, this guy. He bikes around New York. It's like, oh, I'm hearing this terrible story, and now I'm telling you about my crush. But my new crush, let's change the song. No. But I'm still talking about, right? How I'm worried about him, right? I mean, he's my crush, okay?
Yeah.
So the guy I like. So I'd say, I said I worried about him. I said I'd be crushed if anything happened to him. So like terribly upset.
Yeah, so you used the word crush in this kind of non-literal way twice in two different ways, right?
It's like my heart would be crushed, not literally.
Right. So my new crush, the guy I like, and then, you know, he bikes a lot. So I would be crushed. I would be upset. Exactly. So showing you guys, I doubt in a real conversation that you'd use that word twice in the same sentence, you know, but we're just showing you guys
examples
of how
you could use it.
Exactly. And then at the end, you said, oh, I'm exhausted. I'm going to crash. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to what does that mean again, Michelle? Remember?
I'm going to fall asleep hard. I'm going to crash into my bed.
Yeah. And then I love that. So that's where we've shown you guys a bunch of ways here, the literal and the non-literal ways to use crash and crush. But master the literal ways first, as I said before, and then move on to the kind of more metaphorical ways. I like that. And then there's a bonus phrase, Michelle, where you say, call you in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. That's cute. Just like,
yeah. So why do you say just call you in the morning instead of I'll call you in the morning?
It's more like, it's like I assume that this will happen. It sounds like it might be like a pattern.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhat routine for us to talk on the phone.
Yeah, and also you dropped off I will.
Right.
So that was kind of my question. Like why do you drop off I will call you in the morning?
Because it's an informal conversation.
Exactly.
And also, I'm not really telling you. Well, I don't know. It's more that it's informal.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're saying I'll call you in the morning, but then you're asking at the same time. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, my throat is a big mess today.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So that's good. So, guys, we've talked about the two meanings between crush and crash. Michelle, anything else we want to say here?
No, I think that pretty much wraps it up.
All right. Very cool. All right. So that's it for today, Michelle.
Don't forget the transcripts. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Good call. AllEarsEnglish.com/transcripts, guys. And we'll be back soon. See you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.